الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد
والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله. It is out of the kindness, mercy, love and compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to be here today. We are truly blessed in this wonderful city. Alhamdulillah, we have so many different Quran completions. Right now in this masjid, alhamdulillah, we have no less than 5 huffaz, minimum. We have no less than 3 ulama qualified, well, with our Mawlana Mu'min, alhamdulillah, no less than 4 qualified ulama over here, minimum. You look at from 10 years ago to now, alhamdulillah, Allah has continued this development of the city. And other than just qualified ulama, general ulama, I'm looking at roughly, we have no less than 9. No less than 9. And as far as people that have memorized 15 juz and more, or 13 and more, we have, with those that have memorized, we have no less than 10. Allah has blessed us, alhamdulillah. For this, my brothers, it requires a lot of work that we can continue on this trend of improving and increasing. You know, the Sahaba came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is what they said. They said, Ya Rasulullah, the previous ummah, there were individuals in that ummah that spent no less than 1,000 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were certain individuals in the past, for example, Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, Zakaria, Iskil, and Yusha, may Allah bless them all. They spent years and years in the path of Allah. Some of them 80 years in the path of Allah. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very grieved. And he said, you know, people in the past used to live 950 years, 900 years, 700 years, 500 years. They have so much a'mal in front of them. What's going to happen to my ummah? They're going to live 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. They're going to be behind. They're going to be behind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter sent Jibreel alayhi salam. Sent him down with what? With inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, where it says in this given surah that your one night of ibadah will cover 1,000 months of ibadah for the nations and beyond. This is the fadila, the virtue of not only this month, but for those people that take this month seriously. My brothers and sisters in Islam, in talking about this month, the ulama say, if there was only one thing we took serious, it is sufficient. And what is that? The Quran was sent down from Lawh Mahfuz to the lower heaven. That in itself is enough to make us fall in love with this month. Look at the Quran, a miracle like no other. It has in it advice. Every night we are doing a little bit of tafsir. It has advice for husbands. It has advice for wives. It has advice for those that are dealing in contracts. It has advice for those that are in debt. It has advice for those individuals that are seeking improvement in the quality of life. Everything you want to see, Every type of thing you wish to understand, it is found in the Quran. That is what the Quran itself says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ الشِّفَاءُ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This book is a cure. This book is a shifa. You will notice the Khulafa'i Rashidin, what did he say? We were an ordinary people. We were an ordinary people. We had not much to offer, and not much could be offered to us because we were one of the worst of the worst. We used to walk around the Ka'batullah naked. That's what they say. We used to walk around the Ka'batullah naked. And one of the ayah we read, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. That those that were did kufr, Allah says, they are destined, and they don't, and when what you call this, go towards shirk, they are destined for the hellfire. And آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, you do good things, Allah says, I will open your doors for you. But I want you to focus on the next ayah thereafter. جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحت الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. My brothers, do you know what رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه means? Did you ever reflect upon رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه? It basically says the following: these people that used to be at the time of Jahiliyyah doing every type of wrong, as I said, walking around the Kaaba naked. بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. The little girl will ask, what sin did I do that you buried me alive? Just because I was a female, you buried me alive? These people changed their approach towards girls, towards women, towards boys, towards young, towards the elderly. Because of them reforming their life, Allah says in the Quran, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah is pleased with them, and they are also pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the position of Sahaba. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, a very important thing about this given night, in order for us to attain, inshallah, the maximum benefit, what happens on these nights? Alhamdulillah, number one, you performed your salah with jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, you got to be part of the taraweeh. Alhamdulillah, you got to be part of listening to the Quran. Alhamdulillah, you got to be part of the masjid. Alhamdulillah, you've got to meet good brothers and sisters in Islam. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought you to this place. Understand one thing, it comes in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you and I coming to the masjid is not our geniusness. You and I coming to the masjid is not out of our own intelligence. You and I coming to the masjid is not because we are financially wealthy or because we need wealth. We are here in the masjid because of one hadith. Seven people are shaded the day of Qiyamah. One is the one that comes to the masajid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah only chooses the one to come to the masjid if Allah loves that person. Excuse me for saying this. It doesn't matter how beautiful your clothing is. It does not matter how long your beard is. It doesn't matter what type of hat you wear on your head. If Allah does not, by the way, for the record, Jews also have beard. There are certain other people that also wear white things. And there are other people that also wear things on the head, etc., etc. The point I'm trying to make, only if Allah loves you and Allah cares for you, will Allah bring you to the masjid. Now imagine the beauty of this fact. Now the question is, what are we going to do with Allah bringing us into the masjid? That's an important thing, because otherwise why are we here? I mean, you can be doing so many other things out there. And we learn that amongst the things that a person must do tonight is the following. It comes, for example, Mawlana read in the khutbah the other week, Man qama layla, whoever stands up in this night, ihtisaban, whoever stands up in this night sincerely, whoever takes part in good things in this night sincerely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. What is the meaning of the one who stands? The ulama are very unanimous about what they have said. And Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi talks about all this. And he says regarding this night, it is not just limited to standing in salah. It is standing in salah for those that can stand. It is sitting in salah for those that can sit. It is reading the Quran. It is making the tasbih. It is also talking good things with your family. Imagine. Also talking good things with your family in this night. And if you divide it up that way, some of your wives may faint, by the way. My husband talking nice to me, he must be really wanting something. It's okay, no problem. Let them faint. You can relax more if that's what it takes. But the point I'm trying to make here is that it comes in the hadith, and we have derived from the hadith, whatever little good you can do tonight, involve yourself in it. Because my brothers, Sheikh Zakaria makes a very good point. Many of us think it's only the 27th night. Many of us think it's only the 25th night. The ulama write, they can be multiple, quote unquote, 27 nights. There can be multiple nights where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, because there are different time zones, there are different places, there are different things that are happening. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adjusts and allows for that. So my brothers, if you miss the 21st, you got the 23rd. If you miss the 23rd, you got the 25th. Alhamdulillah, Masjid Nur, Sheikh Yasir is over here. They did a great job, and may Allah accept them and the hard work they have done. And if you have missed that, Allah has given you again, inshallah, tonight, to sort of connect with doing that which is good. So let's not waste it by doing things that are useless and, what you call this, inclined towards that which is not fruitful in nature. On this given night, what makes this night so great? You know, when they went to the wife, not wife, I apologize, to the stepmother, or they went to Umm Ayman, and they went to meet her and tell her, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. My brothers, look at what she said. This is what you call woman with wisdom. When they went to her and said, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away, she started sobbing. They said, why are you crying? Why are you crying? Ya ayyatuha an-nafsu al-mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan maradiyya fadkhuli fi 'ibadi wa dkhuli jannati. When a good man passes away, they're in the hands of Allah. You should be happy about it. She said, no, you've got it wrong. I'm not crying because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. I am crying because Jibreel alayhi salam is no more coming down to communicate with us. Jibreel alayhi salam used to come to communicate with Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is through Jibreel alayhi salam, we used to hear about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly through the mouth of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of Jibreel. That's why I'm crying. The ulama write, alhamdulillah, they bring solace and comfort. And what they tell us, on this given night, Jibreel alayhi salam comes full-fledged to the lowest heaven. He comes to the lowest heaven with not just himself, with a ton of other angels. They say the angels are so many that on this night, the shooting stars, that means shaitan, and all those negative things that generally happen, all of them come to an end. Not only the main shaitan comes to an end, even the little shaitans, they lose their power, they lose their force, they lose their ability to destroy who we are. And thereafter, what do these angels do? They go to every house, my brothers and sisters. They go to every corner. They look to see who's praying. Who's saying, oh Allah, forgive my mother. Who's saying, oh Allah, forgive my father. Oh Allah, forgive my teacher. Oh Allah, have mercy on the masjids. Oh Allah, have mercy on Muslims. Oh Allah, have mercy on the ones that are being hurt. Oh Allah, have mercy on the ones in Syria. Oh Allah, have mercy on the ones in Burma. The angels are looking. And my brothers and sisters, when you are making this dua, the angel is shaking your hand and saying, congratulations. You have fulfilled your purpose on earth. Remember when shaitan said, what did shaitan said? You are creating insan. Ya Allah, you want us to make sajda to this? And what did the angels also say? You are creating this type of being that eventually, yes, they're going to split blood. What did Allah say? قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. You may have a low opinion of Ali. You may have a low
opinion of Sheikh Yusuf. You may have a low opinion of Maulana Mumin. Oh, definitely me, of course. You may have a low opinion of everyone, Allah says. But I know what I'm doing. I'm creating them, because a day will come when they will make such worship, that you, O angels, your life will eventually come to an end, but they would live forever and ever in Jannah. This is what Allah says. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, don't waste tonight. Make our Allah proud. Make our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam proud. Proud on the day of Qiyamah, because he is the one that made dua that said, Ya Allah, we are going to live such a short life. They are going to live, and they have lived such a long life. Where are we in comparison? And this night has come for one purpose, to bring about a balance between us and other ummah. So what are the du'as we make tonight? What are the things we do? Amongst them, as I mentioned, perform salah. Amongst them, make istighfar. Amongst them, make tawbah. Amongst them, sit with your sons and daughters. Just sit with them. You don't have to give any fancy speech. Just sit with them and say, Alhamdulillah, Allah has kept you in iman. Alhamdulillah, Allah chose me to be your father. Allah chose me to be your mother. I know I may be weak. I know I may have done things that were not so good. Forgive me, children, and I will forgive you likewise. And it comes in a hadith of Rasulullah. If you did these things, Allah will increase your position. I would like to end off very shortly now. Certain people, unfortunately, their du'as are not going to be accepted tonight. And Abdul Qadir Jilani, may Allah bless him, he talks about certain people in his book whose du'as are not going to be accepted tonight. And of course, in hadith, we know what they are. Those people that are dealing directly in things they shouldn't be dealing with. Number one, I'm not going to give you any examples, you know what they are. Number two, the individual that doesn't want to bond with their mother and father. The individual that doesn't want to bond with their family. The individual that wants to cut off people. You go from here, who do you think you are? You know who I am? Yes, those people tonight, they'll be making Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah will say, take your dua and shove it back where it came from. How do I say this? It comes in a hadith. مَطْعَمَهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَلْبَسَهُ حَرَامٌ. Your clothing is haram. Your food is haram. Your actions are haram. Your doings are haram. And you pick up your hand and you ask, Allah says, do you think I'm going to accept? What do you think I am? Allah is asking. So my brothers, very important. I know we all make mistakes. Today when we pick up our hand, we must say, oh Allah, I know I've done wrong. Oh Allah, forgive me. I'm going to do what I can to improve myself. But the hadith says, and Sheikh Zakaria talks about this, everyone will be forgiven tonight, except for one. يَجْتَرِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ. Everyone will be forgiven, except the one that is involved in kabair. Now, there is a solution though, if you want forgiveness. And the solution is this. Oh Allah, I'm involved in kabair. Oh Allah, forgive me. And I'm going to make and take steps to gain your forgiveness. Imam Nawawi says, when you do that, Allah will forgive you. So you have to ask for forgiveness. And thereafter, not only ask for forgiveness, get a step by step, what you call this itinerary, on how you're going to break away from that wrong. Imam Nawawi says, once you did that, Allah will not only forgive you, but also inshallah, from the other hadith we learn, and from Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi, we learn that inshallah, Allah will accept your du'as tonight as well. That's why we are here, my brothers. That's why we are here, to get our du'as accepted and get that closeness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, I want to end up very shortly. Why don't we know, some of you are running away when I said shortly, no, don't worry, I'm not going to be the one asking you for money, so just stay a little bit longer, inshallah. Why is Laylatul Qadr blocked from us? That's the question, why? Very important question, because we all want our du'as to be accepted. Why don't we know the exact night? And I'll tell you why. Because people were arguing and debating out there. And Allah does not like people that argue and debate. For Allah's sake, my brothers and sisters, for Allah's sake, I'm begging you, let go of debating, let go of arguing, let go of running behind and seeing who's doing what, so we can nail them. The more we trying to nail others, the more we are getting nailed. What's the Muslim population? 1.5 billion. 1.5 billion. What's the human population? 7 to 8 billion. 7 to 8 billion. Divide 1.5 by 8. Yes, you are right. Roughly 20 to 25%. 20 to 25% of the human ummah. And we cannot even defend Burma. We cannot even defend Syria. We could not even defend Iraq. We could not even defend Afghanistan. We could not even defend and cannot even defend Kashmir. We cannot even defend Africa. How many billion Muslims? 1.5 billion. I'm not saying go and declare jihad, but don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is we are being scattered and torn left and right, and we can't do nothing. Why? Here's your answer. You want your answer? Here's your answer. Don't worry, is the security coming or what? I don't know. The way they came back, security, I thought I said something politically wrong. You know, they do that in some countries. You know, you say something like that, that's it, the guys are coming, your hands in the back and you are gone. Anyway, I'm making a point here, very important point. We are 1.5 billion and we can't do anything. You know why? This hadith has your answer. This tongue was a statement, jirmuhu. Yes, as far as his tongue is concerned, very, very small. The problem it makes is very, very big. The hadith says it. The reason why the 27th night, 25th night, 23rd night, 21st night, 29th night, see, I can count backwards and go front again. Bottom line is, the reason why it is blocked from us is because we as Muslims, we want to debate. Because as Muslims, we want to argue. Because as Muslims, I got to show I'm right. Because as Muslims, this is the problem. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, let's make a pledge today. Number one, no more haram. Number two, no more arguing. Number three, no more debating. Number four, it's not all about me. Number five, I'm going to be good to my mothers. I want to be good to my father. I want to be good to my sisters. I want to be good to my brothers. And I'm going to be good to everyone. The hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ says, if you and I did this, inshallah, our du'as will be accepted. Before I end, don't forget, give yourself to Allah in the form of salah. I know Qiyamul Layl will take place, but the better salah is when you alone connect with your Allah. You just stand. And you just give yourself to Allah in the corner of your room. Brothers and sisters alike, make your ruku and say, Subhan Rabbi al-Azim. Oh Allah, you are the greatest. You are the most pure. You are the most pure. You are the most pure. You are the greatest. You are the most pure. You are the greatest. Say, let people call you mad. But wallahi, the enjoyment you'll have, it'll be like ecstasy. I haven't tried ecstasy, the pill, but I'm telling you, it'll be better than that. And then when you go in sujood, say, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la. Oh Allah, you the greatest. Let your tears flow. Oh Allah, you the greatest. Let your heart get soft. Oh Allah, you the greatest. Let your body, when it's in the state of sujood, as if you are throwing yourself to Allah. And I tell you, my brothers, you'll notice the softness will come in your heart. The lightness will come in your heart. And you'll notice, inshallah, this night will give you a very, very great outcome, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you. May Allah bless you. I know there'll be a collection time coming. And before you give your donation, inshallah, whatever it's going to be, make the following niyyah. Oh Allah, I'm giving it to help the ummah. Oh Allah, I'm giving it to make the ummah a better place. Oh Allah, I'm giving it to brighten my face on the day of Qiyamah, when many faces will be brightened or many faces will lose its luster. Oh Allah, I'm giving this for that brightness. Make your intention solid and make your intention such that I'm giving only for you, oh Allah. And inshallah, your salah, your zakah, your hajj, and also your charity will become, inshallah, a great hand for you, not only in this world, but also, inshallah, in the hereafter to come as well. May Allah bless our wonderful team for the great work they have done today in iftar. And may Allah SWT bless each one of you for not only coming, but continue to bless you, inshallah, till the next Ramadan and beyond as well. Inshallah, now I'll hand it over to Brother Yusuf.